This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. For a third day in a row, the U.S. state of Florida reported a record increase in new COVID-19 cases. 252 people have died in the last 24 hours, according to the state's health department. The state of Arizona also reporting a record increase with 172 fatalities. Both states have been hotspots for major outbreaks, but new cases have recently slowed. U.S. President Donald Trump unnerved stock market investors Thursday after raising the possibility of delaying the U.S. presidential election scheduled for November. The unprecedented move caused stock markets, oil prices, and the dollar to slide. President Trump repeated his claims of mail-in voter fraud without evidence and raised the question of a delay on Twitter so people, quote, can properly and securely and safely vote. The U.S. House of Representatives begins a new mandated face mask policy on Thursday. The policy follows an order from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi late Wednesday after U.S. Congressman Louie Gohmert tested positive for the coronavirus. Gohmert had been seen recently without a mask on Capitol Hill. Gohmert's test came back positive before he was scheduled to travel to his home state with President Trump on Wednesday. Hong Kong authorities have barred 12 pro-democracy candidates from running in September's legislative elections. The government said Thursday the candidates were disqualified because they opposed the new national security law imposed on Hong Kong by the central government in Beijing. The government also said they advocated for the financial hub's independence. The story is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he and his team have warned Russian officials about all threats Russia poses to Americans. Pompeo testified in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Thursday. He would not say whether he had raised allegations with them that Russia was paying bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American troops in Afghanistan. The top diplomat told the committee that threats from Russia against Americans in Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Ukraine, and elsewhere had been covered. Pompeo's comments came a day after President Trump told an interviewer he had not raised the bounty allegations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Among the Russian officials, Pompeo said he has discussed threats generally with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, as has the U.S. Ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan. The U.S. has launched its next-generation Mars rover. The robotic explorer will search for any potential signs of life on the red planet. NASA's latest rover, Perseverance, launched at 11:50 GMT Thursday from Cape Canaveral in the southeastern state of Florida. The rover is scheduled to land on Mars in February at the bottom of a 250-meter crater that was a lake some 3.5 billion years ago. Scientists believe the site could hold evidence of possible past microbial life. U.S. businessman and conservative politician Herman Cain has died from the coronavirus. The 74-year-old briefly led the Republican Party's 2012 presidential nomination. Cain had been hospitalized for a month in the southern city of Atlanta and initially appeared to regain strength, but faltered again in recent days. Cain attended President Trump's political rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma on June 20th that led to numerous coronavirus infections. But Cain, who was seen not wearing a mask during the rally, said he had traveled extensively elsewhere about the same time. It is not known where he contracted the virus that has now killed more than 150,000 Americans. The COVID-19 pandemic is rapidly spreading across Africa. The International Rescue Committee says the lack of adequate testing is preventing healthcare professionals from being able to assess and fight the spread. The IRC is calling for increased resources and funds from the international community so it can increase testing in Africa and fight the virus. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News. We'll be right back.